We are. And guys, welcome back into the Trail Count episode 5. It is your boy, the Handsome Heel Trail, back in the building again, also known as Big Ticket Trail, back in the building with my boy, Jules Bell. How you doing tonight, Jules, all the way out there in Arizona? As usual, we have a loaded show. We don't usually do Saturday night shows, but obviously we had two major events going on in AEW and WWE. I'm broadcasting live, of course, from a beautiful downtown Los Angeles. So let's just jump right into it. Well, first of all, man, well, I want to talk about my day, man. Well, I mean, really, I didn't have much of a day. I just went to the gym this morning. And I mean, obviously, besides the gym, I haven't been that productive today. yeah, honestly, I have not, dude. Like, yeah, I came back from the gym. I just crashed out, and then I started watching because the show started at like what? Like, I think it was like, yeah, AEW kicked off. Yeah, over on Max at like 12, so I was on there, and then hopped over to the new ESPN Unlimited about 4. Which is crazy, which we knew was going to happen, like, because they moved it. It's funny because Tony Khan moves the show back, you know, because he doesn't want to go head-to-head with WWE, but, I mean, he really basically kind of did, because, like, his main event hadn't even started yet, and it was already 4 o'clock. And then you got Palooza kicking off. So basically, I want to say that the John Cena match and the Brock Lesnar match, which was first on Palooza, actually ended up going head-to-head with the AEW main event. So I'm pretty sure some of these reaching-ass wrestling news pages got some kind of numbers or some stats or something or some kind of ratings from that or something. I'm pretty sure someone's going to come out and say something. So. They let me watch the news pages for that one. But yeah, man, other than that, I haven't had much going on. After this show, man, I think I'm going to step out and go for a little walk downtown, man. Maybe even go get a drink, dude. I live like smack downtown. Like I live around the corner from a crypto arena. If you guys don't know what that is, it's basically where the Lakers play. Like, yeah, I can walk there in like 3 minutes. So I'm literally in the heart of downtown. It's never sleep. So there's bars, everything. I'm not a real big going out type club guy, or whatever. But you know, I'll step into a bar or two. So maybe I'll step out and get a drink or two or whatever after this show. Because honestly, I have not been outside all day besides going to the gym. So yeah. So I might go out into civilization after this. But anyways, man. So let's check it out. So basically, yeah, let's get into it, man. So I told you before when I wrote this show earlier today, I told you it was gonna be on you tonight. So we're gonna. We're gonna pass it off to you, Julian, tonight to do the AEW All Out review. So let's get to it, man. Oh, okay. Never mind. You saw me looking at you because I was like, but then you know what? I had that confused with the MJF and Mark Briscoe. But go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. One of the Yeah, that was a really good match. That was one of my favorite ones. Yeah, and that's big coming from me. Yeah, because I can't stand Mark Briscoe. Like, as a character, it's just super annoying. Like, yeah, I just don't like him. Like, I don't like him. But I will give it. But you know what? I'm a huge MJF fan, so I think that's what it was, because he had that match with him today. That chemistry was there. And I mean, dude, I mean, honestly, MJF, like, I mean, he's gold. Anything you give MJF, he just takes it and just runs with it, right? Like, I mean, it was a great match. Like, especially the tombstone spot, that was crazy. And then I thought that he was gonna hit another tombstone from the top rope. That's what I thought. It looked like they were gonna do it, and then they didn't. They kind of teased us with it, and they didn't do it. But that would have been kind of crazy. I mean, actually, pretty dangerous. But I mean, obviously, but that would have been nuts had they had he hit the second tombstone there off of the top rope there. That would have been crazy. But yeah, go ahead though.
The most shocker was Toni Storm losing the world title.
I mean, she's been champion for a long time, because then she lost it. Well, she did lose it, and then she won it again back pretty quickly, right? And then, so honestly, it was time. And then, especially after her promo this past Wednesday, I pretty much already knew that one of the other three were gonna win the title, so I wasn't surprised. And I'm honestly not even surprised. I mean, Chris Statlander, I mean, she deserves it. Like, she's a worker, man. Out of the other three, you got what's her name? Tekla or whatever you say. Yeah, Tekla. Like, I mean, she's awesome. Like, even though I feel like she's a Teemu Azaria, but you know what I mean? But I mean, no, I still like her though. But I feel like it's like, you know what I mean? I feel like she's like if Zarya and dang, I forgot the other girl's name. But anyway, but yeah, but pretty much a Teemu Azaria. And so, but I still like her. But she just kind of got there, and then you got Jamie Hayter, who I also really like, and she's not new. But she's like way newer than Chris Statlander, you know what I mean? Like, Chris Statlander was there like from the beginning, like the OG AEW days. I'm talking like, you know what I mean? Like, she's been there, you know, she was with AEW back when Vince McMahon was calling AEW a t-shirt company when they first got announced. You know what I mean? So I mean, day one original OG. Congrats to her, man. Totally well deserved. You know, so yeah, and obviously Toni Storm, I feel like Toni Storm, like with this whole timeless gimmick, I love the timeless gimmick. At first, I didn't know how to feel about it, but she's kind of, you know what, she Toni Storm is like the female version of like Seth Rollins in AEW. I feel like she took the same way Seth Rollins took the visionary gimmick and he ran with it. She took the timeless gimmick and she's ran with it. Like, that's her gimmick now. Like, she can never just go back to regular Toni Storm. There is no regular Toni Storm. Like, timeless Toni Storm is what it is, right? And I think kind of just like Seth, even though right now Seth's the world champion, just the same way, Even if you took the title off of Seth, he doesn't have to be a champion to have make an impact. And Toni Storm doesn't need a title to make an impact either. You know, and really maybe even neither does Chris. But I kind of feel like before tonight, she was kind of just floating around in between storylines. But now she kind of has a purpose becoming the new Women's World Champion. So then we'll see where she goes from there. Also, let's not forget that she's still kind of in the mix with the Death Riders. So we'll see what happens with that as well. But yeah, go ahead. What else you got from the show tonight? Oh my God, don't. Go ahead, go ahead. You got it. I mean, let's be honest. I'm gonna be honest to everybody that's listening. First of all, how rude of me. Thank you everybody that's listening on Spotify and all other platforms that are not here with us on IG live tonight. But also, as everybody's listening and watching, I'm just gonna be honest to everybody. So neither one of us watched the main event tonight because, because as you get said, I'm not gonna fake the funk, man. We didn't do it. We flipped over to ESPN Unlimited and we watched WrestlePalooza. Which I guess we're gonna switch over here. So well yeah, and I've said that on previous shows, right? I've said that on previous shows. Like if WrestlePalooza wasn't on tonight, I 100% would have watched. And I'm still gonna, you know, I got busy tonight with some other stuff after WrestlePalooza was over. I had to write the show before we went on the air, or before we went on broadcast today, tonight or whatever, before we started recording. And then I had to do some other stuff, so I didn't have time right away. But after this show and after I come back in tonight, or maybe at least by like tomorrow morning, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch the main event. Even though we know that Hangman retained, but I just want to see everything. But yeah, so WrestlePalooza, man, I'm trying to see here. Man, honestly... And maybe this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Maybe people are going to agree with me or not. Like, I don't know. But, and again, we know, you know, if it's your first time tuning in, I am a WWE guy, like, through and through, TKO. I mean, everybody knows, right? I support those guys. I'm always defending them. And I'm not sure why Jules' video is buffering. But we're going to keep on going. Like, I don't see that. Okay, he's back. But anyway. All right, this guy's always having some technical difficulties. I don't know, man, but anyway, you know, it's too hot out. That's what it is. It's too hot out there in Arizona. That's what it is. It's too hot. It's the heat getting to his devices, y'all. We got to give him a break. But yeah, so WrestlePalooza. So had, and I don't, so okay, kind of trying to, you know. This is really hurting my heart because what I planned to do for tonight's show is I planned on for this to be a banger of a show And I was going to come on here and just rave about how great it was and about how groundbreaking it was. And that's just not the case, unfortunately. Had this been a PLE that was, you know, the usual flow of things, like if this ESPN deal did not exist, right? Let's say this was something that we're used to that popped up on like Peacock or something. I still would have been like that it didn't deliver. I mean, because it definitely didn't. Like, I still would be saying that it didn't deliver the hype, but I wouldn't be as disappointed. It would just be one of those mid WWE PLEs that really wasn't all that, and then we're just going to move on from it. But what's the major disappointment is the fact that, you know, they had this huge deal where they went over to ESPN. I mean, it was the first WWE event ever broadcasted on ESPN television. And to me, they totally just dropped the ball with everything. Starting with the fact that you had Papa H, Triple H. And you know what? He don't even get his nickname tonight. He don't get that. He's, you know what? He don't even get, he's Paul tonight. He's Paul tonight, okay? He's Mr. Levesque. He's Mr. Levesque. Because Mr. Levesque told us, he told us that we was gonna get a bunch of surprises, right? And I did not see not one surprise. And then somebody listening or somebody watching gonna say, oh, well, the Undertaker came out there. First of all, Undertaker at this point is like my next door neighbor at this point. You see him all the time. He's on the podcast, on the Dead Man podcast. Great podcast, by the way. I listen to it every week. And then you see him on the TV shows and making the appearances. If you go to a live event, you can. He's always doing like his one Dead Man show in the same city. Usually, like I'm probably gonna go. He's probably gonna have the Dead Man show when they come out here. When we get Survivor Series in San Diego, he's probably gonna have a one Dead Man show or multiple one Dead Man shows that weekend. Which I'm gonna go because I have yet to go to a Dead Man show. That's one thing I have not done, so I want to go to one. So I'm pretty sure he's going to have one if, you know, whatever, if he's here, right? So my whole point is the Undertaker is no longer, to me, is no longer a special attraction. Like, he's retired. It's still cool to see him show up. I'm not saying I wasn't happy to see him tonight. He came out, you know, obviously he already said he's not going to do any more of the Dead Man stuff. Like the actual Undertaker with the hat and the coat, that's over with. Whenever we see him, he's going to be, you know, the biker, you know, he's going to be Mark. He's going to be himself. So he came out tonight and, you know, and I joked about it in our group chat earlier because I was saying, oh, you know, this show sucks so much to the point that they had to get the Undertaker to come out. But honestly, as we can see, the real reason for him to come out was to, in a special way and manner, to acknowledge and surprise Stephanie. With her getting inducted into the Hall of Fame at WrestleMania next year, which to me was kind of an early ass announcement because, I mean, WrestleMania is in April and we're sitting here in September. So to me, like, whatever. I mean, it was pretty cool. Like, she legit didn't know that she was going to get picked up for it. You could tell by the look on her face was genuine, like, holy shit. Like, so, you know, she really didn't expect that. So that was pretty cool. And I think I'll take that back because I think isn't her birthday like coming up in a couple days, something like that? Because Triple H said that on the post show. Her birthday's coming up in a couple of days. So I think that's what it was too. They wanted to do it before her birthday. So it would be kind of a birthday, early birthday gift type thing. So that's cool. So I'll take that back. So I don't think that had anything to do with how shitty this show was. That was just, even if this was a good show, he probably still would have came out there. I mean, obviously always good for the fans to see Taker, and then obviously to get that Hall of Fame announcement off in front of everybody. So I'll take that back. I'll take that part back. Okay, because I was putting it all together in my head as I said it. So I'll take that back. But yeah, this show just didn't deliver. Starting with the first match of the night, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. Unfortunately, I didn't get my prediction from last night when I said we might get the Doctor of Thuganomics. That didn't happen. But I mean, it was cool. I'm not gonna shit on the kids, okay? I'm not gonna shit on the kids. I'm not gonna shit on the kids, okay? The kids coming out there with him. There was a bunch of little kids that worked with John Cena tonight at his entrance. That was really cool to get you know, to get the kids involved there. So that's cool. But after that, he proceeds to get his ass kicked like really bad. I mean, even to the point where they had even Michael Cole adding on to the hype. He's like, oh man, John Cena's just getting destroyed, like blah blah, like all this stuff. It's just terrible, right? And then yeah, it's just terrible, right? And then of course, in the post show, and I think you said this also in the group chat earlier, that in the post show, Triple H is all like, oh well, John Cena now has something to overcome, like, you know what I mean, or something like that. But my thing is, I mean, if he wasn't on a retirement tour, I'd be like, okay, this is pro wrestling. It's always like storytelling where you have the good guy get beat down and then he has the bounce back, all this stuff like that. Kind of like the same thing with Roman and Cody, right? Where he had to overcome and go through this long journey to come out at the end of the tunnel, to be the victorious in the end. However, this is not the same situation. We have John Cena on a retirement tour who has like what, six appearances or eight or whatever it is left. I think his last match is in December at Saturday Night's Main Event. So what are we talking about? And also, to me, it makes no sense that his last match is at Main Event. To me, Main Event is not a big enough show for to have a John Cena last match. But whatever. That's, but we'll get on that. We got plenty of time to get on that on another show down the line when we get closer to that. But anyway, so yeah, I just don't understand the booking of that match. I expected a hard, I don't know what I expected for the finish to be. Not, I'm not, I can't say that, but I definitely.
Sports and everything. Timing the whole match here.
Yeah. That was crazy. And the camera zooming in back there. And then, dude, you talk about the crowd. The crowd should be disappointed in themselves because they were non-existent tonight. Non-existent. I thought we were back in the freaking COVID dome era. I'm like, dude, do they even have a crowd? Like, I mean, people like just weren't into the show. So, and you know what? It's nights like these and crowds like that, which is why we get so much shit from the international fans that say, hey, we don't deserve to have a lot of shows here in the States, and they should get more shows overseas. So, these are the examples of crowds that make us look terrible. They just weren't there with it. But like I said, probably because they expected a lot more. People paid for this event, thinking they were a part of history. I mean, and no doubt, if you went to that show tonight, you still were definitely a part of history for sure, but it just didn't have that feel to it. And then going into, and then obviously you had a Stephanie Valcour. Now that was, I feel like that was a highlight. If I have to pick a highlight tonight, Stephanie Valcour winning the women's championship. I pretty much knew she was winning. Some people were saying, I don't know what they like. I was on one page and somebody was saying some stupid stuff like, He was just like, oh, well, I just don't see them letting Stephanie Valkyrie beat Io Sky clean. I'm like, but why not? But why not? Like, I don't even understand where he got that from. I don't get it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So, like, I mean, you had two baby faces going head to head. There could have been an opening there for Io Sky to maybe turn heel, or maybe something like Asuka, who's been kind of having her little thing going with Io over on Monday over on Raw on Monday nights. There could have been something there where maybe Asuka inadvertently causes Io Sky to lose the match, still putting the belt on Valkyrie. So maybe that's what he meant, like something's gonna happen to have the match happen. But honestly, Valkyrie is such a strong competitor and a wrestler. There's no reason for that. A lot of times you're gonna implement certain things happening outside the ring or in the match to push someone else to win when that person's not that strong, or maybe that person's just not at that peak where you would believe that that person could win on their own. That's when you're gonna have somebody come in there and maybe get involved, and the person get a quick pin or something, or the person gets distracted, protecting that wrestler who lost the match, and then still projecting the winner of the match to the next level. Stephanie Valkyrie didn't need any of that, so her winning that title tonight just made perfect sense to me. There's no way anybody that's a real wrestling fan didn't see that coming. I would have been super shocked and disappointed if Io Sky had won the title tonight. I love Io to death. She's awesome, but she's already had her run. She doesn't need the title. Stephanie Valkyrie needed the title, and that was probably the only thing right that happened tonight, was Stephanie Valkyrie getting the title. And then a great feel-good moment with her after the match, celebrating with her father who was in attendance tonight. That was a really special moment, outside the ring into the real world environment. So you love to see that type of stuff. So nothing but love and congrats out there to Stephanie Valkyrie. And we're gonna see much bigger things from her. I would assume earlier tonight we found out that Seth Rollins is gonna take on Cody Rhodes next month at the Crown Jewel and a Perth, Australia event. Both of those guys, champion versus champion, for the Crown Jewel Championship. That's the special championship that the Saudis give out to those guys when they come out there. And I believe Cody going for his second win, his second one, because Cody won last year, right? Him and Liv Morgan won last year. That was pretty cool. They got the titles, and they got the championship rings for it. So Cody going for another Crown Jewel win, which is why I'm thinking that he's gonna lose this time. I don't really see them letting Cody Rhodes win 2 years in a row. I think they're gonna go ahead and let Seth Rollins get his time in the sun. And but we'll see what happens with that one. But what the reason I brought that up, what that means for Stephanie Valkyrie is now that she is the world champion, I would assume that you're gonna have both of the world champions from both shows go head to head. So I would assume that it's gonna be now Stephanie Valkyrie is gonna be one of those competitors at Crown Jewel. And of course, again, this week or next week coming up on Friday Night SmackDown, we have Tiffany Stratton defending the championship against Nia Jax and Jade Cargill. So I would assume that the winner of that triple threat obviously is going to be the champion. And that means that the winner of that match would then face Stephanie Valkyrie at Crown Jewel. Right? So I mean, me personally, I guess my heart is twisted, right? Because you already know I don't like Nia Jax. So I'll be happy if anybody except Nia Jax wins that match. So I'd be happy with Tiffany versus Stephanie at and what? I mean, okay. I don't know why you got well, okay, I can see. But you know what though? I feel like yeah, you're right. I feel like maybe let's just go ahead and let 'cause you're saying because okay, yeah, you let Tiffany. I think Tiffany should retain. You think so? I think yeah, Tiffany will retain, and then we get Tiffany. So we're gonna get Tiffany versus Stephanie Valkyrie at Crown Jewel. But then and then we get Nia versus Jade Cargill at Crown Jewel, or for just in a feud. type thing. Yeah, okay. Well, okay. I can see that. I can see that. So there we go. So real interesting stuff to see what happens with Stephanie and the whole crown jewel situation. But as of right now, we would assume that that's where they're going. Stephanie's gonna be one of those competitors at the crown jewel show next month. And that's next month. And correct myself, because earlier I said the Saudi, or I'm thinking about Saudi Arabia. It's obviously in Perth, Australia. So it's gonna be Oh, you mean for us? Oh, you know me, man. I'm a crazy super fan, so I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna be up. Yeah, 'cause that's gonna be like what, a Saturday morning, something like that or something. Oh yeah, I'll be at home in bed watching at home in bed with, you know. Oh no, I'm gonna get a super early breakfast. We got a 24-hour Starbucks. Go grab some Starbucks and kick back and get back in bed and jump on ESPN Unlimited. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah, you know, when I was overseas before, man, I spent 2 years over there watching everything. Like it was like that, right? SmackDown, Raw was at like 2 a.m. like every week, like every week, like every show, any wrestling event, doesn't matter. Like Impact, everything was 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Yeah, because that's what it was. So that's just what I got used to. So I would get up, I would watch wrestling at like 3 a.m., then I would go to the gym and I'd go to work. I do that every day. Because you know me, I watch everything. So I would get up every day and watch everything. So, and that was my life for 2 years. So, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter. So,
yeah, they should have some good matches. John Cena, for sure.
yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. It's gonna be. Because there's still a lot of people that are floating around coming off of this show that they don't really have a place right now. So we'll see how they put that card together and excuse me, and what they end up doing with it. Let's see what else we got on here. Let's not forget about AJ Lee, CM Punk, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins. Man, now, so that's my second highlight. So I only had two, yeah, I only had like two highlights from the show, maybe three, because I'm gonna go ahead and say Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre had a banger of a match, which was expected. Cody retained the title, which was expected. Like again, zero surprises. So where I'm not even gonna review that match. Like I mean, whatever. Like it was a good match, but there's no reason to go into that match. But going back to the AJ Lee match with CM Punk and everybody. Dude, let's talk about that entrance from Seth Rollins and his wife Becky. Cla honestly, top 10 entrance of the year. Like, honestly, they should get a Slammy Award for that entrance. WrestleMania? That was like a WrestleMania type entrance. It really was. I mean, but dude, I mean, honestly. I mean, we know both of them, like they're the king and queen of like WrestleMania entrances. So I'm pretty sure in Vegas they're gonna have something even bigger. So I mean, I've never been disappointed with there's certain people that you just know are gonna have a fire ass entrance. Like, I've never been disappointed with like Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, back when he was wrestling, like Triple H, classic. You know, my favorite Triple H WrestleMania entrance was when he came out. And he was promoting the at the time that was the new movie that was out for the Terminator, and he came out as the Terminator, and he was like, oh, he was he was covered in all these metal pieces, and he had like the Terminator like helmet on, and then everything just like fell off of him, and it was just fire, bro. Like that was fire. Like so, I mean, certain like John, even John Cena back in the days, like. certain people, you just knew they were gonna have a fire ass WrestleMania entrance. Right. So I don't think that takes away, but I mean that was really, I was not expecting that. So that was one of the highlights. And of course, this match, to me, that was the best match of the night. The tag team match, that was the best match of the night. I love the spot with AJ Lee putting her submission maneuver on not only Becky Lynch, but on Seth Rollins. That was crazy. You know what I mean? because you never really see a whole bunch of you don't well, you don't see any, actually. You don't see any intergender mix-ups in WWE. You don't really see that. Yeah, for sure, 100%. So that was awesome. Nothing bad there. I mean, to me, that match saved the pay-per-view. Or I mean, well, the PLE. It's like you call it PLEs now. But it saved the PLE. That was the match of the night. Like, without, honestly, without that match on the card, to me, this whole event would have been a failure, a complete failure. I mean, I'm just honestly, I just expected so much more. And I know that they can do better, and I'm pretty sure they will do better. Like this was the only show this year that I felt like was just mid. Like it was just mid. Like it felt like a long episode of a Monday Night Raw, to be honest. Like it really did. So, yeah, they just gotta do better, man. And you know what I mean? Like, but I will say, besides that, like the post show, which is kind of embarrassing, the post show was actually better than the actual show. You know what I mean? We got a lot of appearances. We got the stare down between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins at the end. Triple H coming out there as usual, you know, trying to distract everybody, making a bunch of excuses or whatever, as I expected. So Big E was doing his thing, the usual post-show stuff. So yeah, we'll see what they bring. Their next show, well, if you want to say, well, the next show coming up is the NXT show, No Mercy, next weekend. And then, of course, you know, we got Victory Road next weekend coming up for TNA. But you know, we'll see what becomes of this. But the ESPN Unlimited app, man, it actually was really easy to use. It was my first time going in there. I like the setup. What I do like, my favorite feature about it is the ability to do the multi-view. Where, you know, I could be over here watching like a college basketball game, but then I'm still watching WWE on a split screen. That's pretty badass, especially on a big boy like this right here, man. That's pretty badass. So that was pretty awesome. So I mean, as far as the app, everything worked great there. I think it's worth the value. So it was a good move as far as functionality goes there, besides this shitty show tonight, which I hate, which trust me, it hurts my heart to call it a shitty show. It really does. It hurts my heart to admit. It hurts my heart. And you know what? The people who just love to complain about everything, all they did was just give them ammunition because now they're gonna come out and say, "Oh, you see, that's why it's not worth paying for it. That's why, you know what I mean?" Like, that's all they're gonna do, man. That's all they're gonna do. We gotta hear their mouth all week, and I can't even hop in the comments and defend it because it's like, I mean, okay, because it wasn't a good show. It wasn't a good show. Yeah, it was like a if they ever did like a anniversary show or premiere for Raw, that's what it would have been. Now that was a Monday Night Raw, that would have been like great. That would have been, you know what I mean? Like that would have been lights out for a regular weekly show. But for the hype, the advertisement, everything that was riding on this tonight, to me, it was a disappointment. Now, I don't know how the, I don't, yeah. We don't, have you seen The Rock? Right. We don't got time for that right now. Right now, he's the pebble. He's the pebble right now. But he's just doing that for a movie role. He'll get back. Right. I mean, yeah, but you know how WWE is. Like you said, that was back at WrestleMania 40. We are now going into what's this coming up? 42 or 43 coming up or 42, right? That's almost like 3 years ago. So it's like, and you know, they'll drop a storyline and they expect us to have amnesia and just forget it even ever happened. So honestly, I could see them never going back to that ever. And just like, oh yeah, we never said that. Like, and just kind of moving on. You know what I mean? Like, because I think that he's done in the ring, but I think he'll definitely get back bigger. So he's done in the ring, but he's definitely going to get his size back. Like I said, he's doing a movie. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that, you know, what he's doing, but he's doing some kind of movie. Speaking of movies, I'm gonna start doing the reviews on here too. People have been asking me, you know, I'm a big movie guy, so start throwing some do's and don'ts, some 10 out of 10 recommends and some 0 out of 10s don't recommend. So, but I'll be coming at you guys with that. I know one movie that I'm definitely gonna see this weekend is it's called Him. Have you seen that? It's called Him, about the football player. I'm gonna go see that. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna go see that one this weekend for sure. The other one that came out, like The Long Walk, came out. I was gonna go see that, but then it was giving like one of those movies that I would just probably wait for stream that I would enjoy at home. You know what I mean? And maybe, and sometimes also I get those where it's like some movies, like I get lazy, I don't go to the movies. And then I let it hit stream, you know, after so many weeks. I mean, dude, it's crazy how fast movies now get on, 'cause dude. And sometimes it'll kind of, you know, I won't say it won't piss me off because I don't mind spending money, like whatever. I don't care about spending money, and going out and having a good time. But like, I'll go out and, you know, see a movie, whatever. And then it's like 2 or 3 weeks later, it's like, oh yeah, because you know, I have all the streaming apps. I have all of them, so it's gonna hit one of these streaming apps, right? So I'm like, wait a minute, like, and then I'm like over like at a random app, just like on a random Friday, Saturday night, just hanging out in my crib, like about to watch a movie. And I'm looking for a good movie. And then I scrolling through like, you know, fucking like Prime Video. And then it's like, wait a minute, like there goes so and so that I just saw last weekend. You know what I mean? Like, there it is in the library. It's like, holy shit, dude. Like I could have just waited, like, but whatever, but you know, it's funny, man, like that. But some movies, like, and then I fall into the hole where like I go to the movies way too much, right? Or like, I mean, not financially, like the money part is fine, but I just go just too much in general, like, right? So it's like I go like almost every weekend, and if I do that, then it's like once all the movies do hit the apps, I start going through and I'm like, up, oh, I've already seen it. Up, oh, I've already seen it. And I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those guys where it's like once I've seen some shit, I've seen it. I'm not watching it ever again. I'm not watching it ever again. with the exception of a few times, like if there's like for example, I think there's one coming out next weekend, Black Phone 2 coming out next weekend. Now I saw Black Phone 1. Matter of fact, I think I went to the movies last time for Black Phone 1, but it was a while ago. And I think I was kind of drunk, so I kind of fell asleep. So like, but I and then it was a while ago. It was a while ago, dude. So I'm like, holy shit, I think it was like 2022 or 2021, something like that. And so I was like, shit, you know, and I'm getting old now, so I can't remember everything. And then I'm like, holy shit, like, so I remember like kind of what happened and kind of the whole, well, obviously I know the plot, but it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, I think that one comes out next weekend. So I'm probably gonna rewatch Black Phone 1. So those are the very few times that I will go back. And then the Fast and the Furious, that's pissing me off, dude. Like, here's the thing, right? Because a lot of these fake ass Fast and Furious casuals or fans are like, oh, you know, they're like, oh, now they're doing too much. Now they're going to outer space and all this shit, or it's unrealistic. Motherfucker, it's a movie. Enjoy the movie, right? Like, whatever. But I watch every Fast and Furious. But the thing is, I went to the last one where it was like a part one. And we knew it was gonna be a part one. We knew they had already made it clear, like, hey, we're gonna do a part one, and then we're gonna hit you guys back some months later or whatever with part two. So we knew that, right? So we finished the part one, and I don't wanna spoil it for anybody that may be interested in seeing it, but basically they left us on a major cliffhanger in part one. And I'm like, oh man, okay, but that got me excited for part two, which I thought we're gonna get like in at least like 6 months or whatever. But then some shit happened with the production, and they still have not given us Fast and Furious Part 2. I think it's coming out like beginning of next year or some shit. Like, so I'm gonna have to go back and watch Part 1 again. Like, you know what I mean? So those are the examples of when I will watch a movie like more than once, but that is only it. Like, once, like if it's like a one and done, like it's over. I've seen it, like whatever, moving on, right? But yeah, but to get back on topic though, but to get back on topic. So basically, yeah, so that's our review there of Palooza in a nutshell, man. Like I said, AJ Lee, CM Punk, that match went off into a banger. And of course, we knew that AJ Lee and CM Punk were gonna win. Obviously, this is AJ Lee's again, no surprises like they promised. Like, we knew that AJ Lee was going to get put over. It was her first match back in like forever. There was no way she was gonna lose her first match back. So that was just that. Obviously, you know, I'm looking forward to AJ Lee. I'm pretty sure at what I mean, what's it called? Yeah, Crown Jewel. I'm pretty sure at Crown Jewel we're gonna get AJ Lee versus Becky Lynch for Intercontinental title. Obviously, we're gonna get that match. And that's that, right? So let's jump over to some real world news. Rajah Jackson. So a correction about Rajah Jackson, right? Rajah Jackson, I know last night we reported that Rajah Jackson got arrested for what he did. He actually, which honestly I should have known that, because when I read the article, it was saying he got arrested, but then he got put on like bail for like 50K. But I mean, obviously his dad is like filthy rich, so I'm pretty sure, you know, his family bailed him out 50K, whatever. So he bailed out. But I'm pretty sure also he has like a court case coming up, obviously. So really what we're waiting to see is what happens with the court case, right? That's gonna be, you know, the banger right there, like the banger, but the nail in the coffin, or the final decision making process there of him going back to court for that, whenever that happens. So we'll see what happens with that one. Like we already talked about, next weekend, TNA shows coming up. TNA's Victory Road, pretty much. And then you got NXT No Mercy. If you guys are looking to stream that, so about this streaming thing, man, people are always, you know, I saw an article come out and they were saying like pretty much, well, I don't know where they're getting their numbers from, man, but whatever, or whatever, but you know, but no, but they come out and they said, and they say pretty much at this point, if you're trying to watch every, you know, wrestling show or event, it's gonna cost you like $1,000-something a year. Which I mean, I guess if you calculate everything up, it does. But yeah. So I'm spending more than that because I have those. I'm spending like what 15. I mean, I don't know. Like, I would imagine because if that's what that equals, I mean, I don't honestly, bro, I don't keep up with it. I don't keep up with it. Yeah. Over the year, right? If you were to calculate every little thing, but whatever. Like, how much are these big backs spending on fast food? How much are they spending on Uber Eats? Let's pull up some Uber Eats tab. Let's pull up some, you know what I mean? Let's, you know, on things they don't need. The title belt, right? You're going to the event. Hey, even I ain't doing that. I think the most I ever spent on a belt, my spinner belt, and I got it like years back when it came out, like $500. You know, and that's when I was overseas making that ARAB money. I was making that ARAB dollars. I spent 500 ARAB dollars on a spinner belt. But then, dude, I get my belts on discount, bro. No cap, right? Like, you know, dude, I don't spend that much on belts. Like, people think, and really, I don't even have that many belts because I travel like all the time. Being in the military, like, I'm always moving all the time, constantly. So it's kind of hard. It's not, well, I'm going to say it's hard. But it would be a decent amount of work just to make sure I'm keeping up with my belts, like making sure I'm transporting them all correctly. I think when I retire and I get like an actual like house, like settles one in the one place, I think that I would like to collect title belts and have like a, you know, a title belt room. You know what I mean? Like, you know, something like that. But you know, anybody that knows, I'm at, dude, like per year, like at a minimum, and this is if I'm busy with work and whatever else. I you know, WrestleMania is automatic. I'm gonna be at WrestleMania. That's gonna happen every year. So plus WrestleMania, I'm at a minimum of at least 3 to 4 shows. I don't even know how many shows I've done this year. So I know I did Money in the Bank for sure that came here. Then I did AEW. Was it Revolution that came here? Was it Revolution? I think Revolution came here. I was at Revolution. And I did some other shit at the beginning of the year. I don't remember. Dude, I go to so much stuff, dude. I've been at least already like 3 shows this year. And then I'm planning on coming out to Arizona, man. We got to link up. We got to do a pod out in Arizona because I'm thinking about doing the SmackDown show with you guys next month. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. And then you guys, because like I told you before, like, so my plan was to drive up from LA to Arizona, come out there, spend the weekend, do the SmackDown. Then you guys are getting NXT Halloween Havoc. So I'm thinking about hitting that show the next night. Then obviously driving back to here to LA on Sunday, crashing out. And then Monday we are getting Raw in Anaheim, which is only like 40 minutes from me. So I'm going to drive out to Anaheim for that Monday night. So that's like 3 shows right there over a weekend for me, dude. And so that would put me at like 7 shows this year. And then we got November, we got Survivor Series. I'm definitely going to do the Survivor Series. I'm hearing we're going to get a SmackDown for that. And then we're probably gonna get it sounds like they're gonna do NXT War Games, which they're probably gonna add TNA into that. There's probably gonna be a TNA War Games match. And they're gonna kick that storyline off most likely Tuesday. I'm not gonna talk too much about that. I'm gonna save that topic for the next pod on Monday night, but I'm thinking they're gonna tie that in with the Trick Williams match. But we'll see. And so anyway, so my whole point of saying all of this is that so that's like what, like 10 shows for me this year, dude, right? So like, and at every show I go to, bro, I bring my title belt. I'm bringing the Spinner belt. I'm bringing the Ted DiBiase Million Dollar Man belt. I'm bringing my custom-made old school WWE Universal All Red title belt with the New England Patriots side plates. And I ain't talking about like, and like, you know what? Well, I ain't gonna say it pissed me off, but like when they made that deal with the NFL, where now the NFL is making title belts now, which is cool, right? But the thing is, bro, like we were doing that before that shit was cool. Like before that shit even existed, I went and found an actual a guy. You had to go find a guy that would custom make like side plates for your belt, right? And I had him make New England Patriots side plates and put them onto my belt with my name in the plates. And my name, and I mean in my side plates still stand out from everybody else's, because I mean this is a custom, this is not even anything you can buy, right? It's custom made. So I'll bring that one out sometimes. You know, yeah. So I'm always, everybody knows, if you've ever seen me at a show, I'm bringing the belts out, because I don't even see the point. I mean, well, I get it. If you're gonna be a collector, I mean that I get it. You're a collector and you're just getting them, you know, to get them signed and put them, which I don't really do. Believe it or not, I don't really do the whole signing thing. I'm cool with just meeting them and getting a picture or whatever. Like, that's something I've never really got into, like, whatever. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So I've never really been into that. So I get my belts to show them off, man, to bring them to shows. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. So everybody knows. And I'm not gonna tell. Well, I am in the process of getting a new belt, and I ain't even telling nobody what it is. I'm gonna debut this belt at Survivor Series, or you know, or I could be lying. I could be lying. I could debut it at NXT in Arizona. We'll see. We'll see. But I don't like. We got my boy, our boy Kenneth, our boy Kenneth. You know what I mean? So you know, I'm debuting a new belt. Now I'm not telling nobody. Look at this guy. Who's this? This guy. Somebody comment here. Let me see the bell. No, look. Hey, look. You gotta tune in on our pod. We're doing a special pod Survivor Series weekend. You gotta tune in. So anyway, hey man, look, we've been on here for a hot second, so we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna get these folks to bed. Well, I'm not going to bed, but I'm pretty sure somebody out there gotta go to bed. But yeah, so that's it for tonight's show, man. We're gonna be back Monday night. I think we're gonna like let's talk about some football on. You know what, dude? I haven't been watching football, like, but I'm gonna jump into it. Who's playing on Monday night, though? Do you know who's playing on Monday? I think it's like the Vikings and the Bears. The Vikings and the Bears. I swear, I think that's what it is. Or is that? That already happened? I am so out of the loop with NFL, bro. This guy, go Rams. No, bro. It's all about those New England Patriots. I do know. Now, I have been watching our highlights, and I do know that we're doing very well. So, who are we playing Sunday? Oh, I'm definitely going to tune in for that. I'm definitely going to tune in for that. Oh, it's not at 10? I mean, that's good. That's good. That's Yeah, and for everybody who just, you know, doesn't know, we're out here in the West Coast, so we're on a whole nother. Everything is early for us. You know, we gotta do shit at breakfast time. You know, so that's why we get excited. If I can get a 1 o'clock start, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely gonna try to tap in with the NFL, man. I've just been obviously watching wrestling and doing other stuff, but definitely gonna jump in with NFL. So anyways, man, that's our show for tonight, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and rocking with us, man. Shout out to IG Live for letting me sit on here and run my mouth, you know. And a shout out to everybody listening on Spotify who have subscribed. Make sure you leave your comments. And also, guys, that's also what I wanted to say is hit my DMs. Send me questions, any questions you may have about pro wrestling. If you're new to the pro wrestling community, like you got questions or you just want to, you know, get my opinion on something or some advice, or if you want to know something about me, it doesn't matter. It could be about wrestling, it could be about anything. Send me those questions to my DMs. And at the end of our beginning or end of our Monday night pod, I will read those questions. I'll shout you out and I will answer your questions on our next pod. And until next time, Jules, I'm going to catch you later. And I'm going to catch all of you guys later. And we're out of here. See you guys next time.